Today, General Motors announced its largest profits ever, with record $7,000 profit-sharing checks heading to those largely union, blue-collar GM workers. How will that affect the Republican candidates who have been against the bailout that saved GM and are now trying to reach out to those Michigan workers? The conventional wisdom earlier this week was that Mitt Romney's anti-bailout stand in particular was going to be a problem for this son of the state and a son of a car executive. But today a poll out from the Detroit News shows that half of the Republican primary voters in Michigan say the anti-bailout talk of both Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney won't affect their vote. The primary is the 28th, but the close race in Michigan is getting a lot of attention. So let's start there with Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News. Nolan, what did Republican voters tell your paper's pollster?
Well, you have to remember, Robin, these are Republican voters, and we didn't really expect the issue to be as key in the primary as it will be perhaps in the fall, particularly if Mitt Romney gets the nomination. He's got some explaining to do, and he tried to do it this week in an op-ed in the Detroit News, and I'm not sure he cleared the waters as well as he would have liked to.
Yeah, he did a piece talking about why he had been against the bailout of the car industry, that he didn't want government money involved. He wanted it to be a managed bankruptcy. You know, maybe in the general election that's going to get more attention. But your poll puts Rick Santorum 4 points ahead of, again, Michigan native Mitt Romney. That's smaller than the double-digit lead that Santorum has had in other polls in Michigan this week, but still unthinkable just a few weeks ago. So what is Santorum doing right with Michigan voters? What is Romney doing wrong?
Well, you know, Michigan has a strong Tea Party movement. It has a lot of social conservatives. And I think coming out of these three primaries in February that Santorum won, even though they were meaningless primaries, it gave these conservative voters some hope that Santorum was actually a candidate who could win. I talked to a lot of the Tea Party folks 3-4 weeks ago, and most of them had resigned themselves to Romney, thinking he was the candidate who could win. And, you know, now they've found this glimmer of hope again in yet another conservative that they think can prevail. I expect you're going to see the same thing you saw in Florida, that once, as Romney gears up his campaign, as he carpet bombs the state with advertising, that narrow lead Santorum holds will slip away. This is Romney's home state, and he's got a tremendous organization here.
Well, he's already been hitting Rick Santorum for Rick Santorum's backing of earmarks, you know, as a legislator. But Rick Santorum is under a lot more scrutiny as he gains in the polls. We're hearing on the cable channels about his interview with a Christian broadcaster back in the fall when he said that relations between people should only be to have babies. He's against any contraception, against condoms. He told CNN more recently that rape victims who are impregnated have to accept what God has dealt them. Now, it sounds like this is going over with the Tea Party conservatives in Michigan, but how is the Michigan Republican establishment reacting to Santorum's surge on these issues?
Yeah, I don't even think that's a message that appeals to the Tea Party. You know, I always caution not to mix the Tea Party up with the religious right. I think there's a narrow slice of the party that might warm to those views, but the Tea Party voters and the Republican establishment both recognize that a candidate with extreme views is not going to prevail in November. And more than anything else, these folks want a candidate who can beat Barack Obama.
So, Nolan, if that's the case, that these aren't the issues, you know, Santorum's bedrock issues, what is it? I mean, is it, as we've been hearing, that when he gets out and meets people, they just like him more?
Yeah, he's a likable guy. He's a good speaker. He doesn't put out these more extreme views on the campaign stump. That's for a select audience. But again, and the more people see, and I think the more Romney ads start to take hold, attacking him this week as a pork barrel spender and a friend of labor and what have you, I believe that'll take hold here. Romney was in this situation in Florida, but it was a lot steeper deficit he had to overcome, and he ended up turning it around big time. So I believe Romney will prevail here.
Well, Mitt Romney feels the same thing. He met with reporters in Michigan today. He was asked about polls showing that he's losing, and he said it's not going to happen. He's kind of thrown a gauntlet down.
Yeah, and the governor endorsed him today in our newspaper. and he's got a huge organization behind him in terms of getting out the vote. All of the Republican establishment is behind him. They're going to get their people out on Election Day and make sure Mitt Romney is not stopped in Michigan.
Well, we will see, Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News. They're in Michigan at campaign events. Nolan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.